Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner with another Wunderbar Together edition, Music Stories That Connect Us. Today it's all about German hard rock and metal. Many of those bands became known around the world and influenced others with their approach to music. Accept is probably the most important of them. Their speed was the groundwork for bands that came after them, like Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, Anthrax and many more. At the beginning of the 1980s, the German hard rock scene was noted in other parts of Europe, but also in the US and Canada, and even in Japan. The Berlin-based Noise Records was a label that was at the pulse of the time, publishing bands like Creator, Destruction, Sodom and Tankard, the big four of Teutonic thrash metal. So stay tuned to 1 hour of harder German sounds. You can find the playlist at radiogoethe.org.
Bless you. Hallo, hier ist Udo Dirk Schneider und ihr hört Radio Goethe.
Ja, und dann kamen wir mit dem ersten Album, Accept.
We came out with the first Accept album in 1979. The reaction from many was, that is a new band from England. They didn't recognize us as a German band. For us, this was kind of rewarding, because we got influenced by British bands. We played live like crazy, released another album, and with our third recording, Breaker, we got the European break, also with a tour with Judas Priest that year. The rest is history. In 1984 we toured for the first time the US with Kiss, Iron Maiden, Ozzy Osbourne for almost a year. And all that got back to Europe.
13 Monate lang in Amerika und das schwappte natürlich dann auch mal wieder darüber nach Europa.
I can't really describe that. We were different, even our looks. But musically, I think we struck a nerve with what we were doing. They just loved it. I think the combination between my unique voice and the melodies we had so that people could sing along to the choruses. I think that made the success. America was exploding for us when we released Balls to the Wall and it was played on all college radio stations. It seemed overnight 120 stations played us. After that it went crazy. I can't describe it differently.
Und danach lief es in Amerika für uns wie verrückt. Also das kann man halt nicht beschreiben.
We'll be right back. Frankfurt studios of the American Forces Network Europe present.
That was a great thing back then in southern Germany. You had Frankfurt, Mannheim, Stuttgart and so many more cities where the American forces were stationed. They had clubs and went wild. It could be possible that all that swashed back to the United States. Good for us.
Dass das ein bisschen übergeschwappt ist, oder zurückgeschwappt ist dann nach Amerika, von Europa, durch die Eis, ja, kann ohne weiteres sein.
Hi, this is Miller Petrozza from Creator.
And here's Wolf Hoffman from Accept. And you're listening to Radio Goethe.
One of my very first concerts ever was Accept playing in Wuppertal, a Christmas concert. Wolf probably remembers that one, right?
Oh, of course I do. I still have that poster here. I found it.
That was great. That was so, to me, Accept were way before the you know, they were first generation in my book, and then afterwards all the bands like Metallica and Slayer, even they all were influenced by Accept, you know, and we were influenced by Accept just as much, even though we couldn't play what Accept was playing at the time because there was two already like musicians, the musicianship wasn't there. That's why we were so influenced by bands like Venom, because the musicianship was a lot easier for us as teenage kids to play, you know, like to do something ourselves.
Well, I can tell you that when we got started, it wasn't easy to be a German band and to compete with the big boys internationally. Like I said earlier, when we got started, it was, what was popular was coming mostly out of England. It was the new wave of British heavy metal. So there was a lot of bands coming out from there, and the other, you know, obviously here in the US, the market was dictated by, you know, American bands. The only other German band that ever really had international success at that time was the Scorpions. You know, that's was their first, and they opened, I guess, a lot of doors for everybody. And but other than that, we were the only other band from Germany initially, and it wasn't easy because everybody sort of had that cliche that you have to be from America or you have to be British to be successful. And there was, you know, it wasn't easy. But nowadays, I guess people, I mean, there's a genre, what you could call German heavy metal, I think. All these bands that came out in the 80s and 90s, and by now, all these bands are well established.
started a little later than Nixep, and when we started the band, we had international contacts in the underground metal scene. We were good friends with, we had pan pals, you know, we come from the tape trading generation, so we have pan pals from many, many American or Canadian bands. And the first band that took us out in the US was Voivod from Canada. So next band that took us out was DRI from the USA, and we got like a foot in the door through the underground, you know. Many bands liked us and took us out, and we were opening up for those bands, and then after a while we were able to do our own headlining tours in the US. But it was hard work, I can tell you this much, because USA has many, many great bands that tour there all the time. Everyone wants to go to the USA, and for a German band, it's not easy. We established over the years, we established like a strong fan base, and we were really happy with the people that come out to see us in the US. Every time we go, that we get more people coming to the shows, and we have over the last 10 years we. Regained a lot of respect from our audience, and the scene has grown stronger than ever. And so, for that matter, yes, it's hard, but it's exciting, and it's there's many, many metal fans in the US.
I have to tell you a story. When we first started touring in the US, it was 1984. And at that time, you know, we had just done concerts in Europe, some headlining tours. But when we came to the US, our first ever tour was Kiss for 6 weeks, opening up for Kiss. And it was just huge. I mean, we had never seen anything like it. In those days, they were touring arenas every night, 20,000 people every night, and everything happened on a massive scale. It was nothing like anything we'd ever seen. So for us, it was the US seemed to be like the wonderland. It was like amazing. You know, arenas every night, everything happened with tractor trailers and forklifts, and I mean, it was just massive. And we thought like we'd stepped into the heaven of heavy metal. And in those days, it was probably the golden days of heavy metal. But it was like two or three steps up from anything we'd ever seen in Europe or done in Europe up to that time. It was quite amazing. Obviously, the scene here in the US has changed a lot since those days, you know, but it was quite a transition for a European band coming from, you know, playing city halls and theaters and those kind of venues to come to the US, you know, to see these arena shows every night. It's amazing.
Incredible! A metal!
Yeah, it's probably in the mid to late 80s that we totally started to realize what an influence we must have had on some of these younger generation bands. And, you know, of course, a lot of bands heard Fast as a Shark and, you know, used that as inspiration to start a whole another genre of, you know, speed metal and thrash.
This is metal, man. What do you expect? You have to stay 17 all your life, which is great. And I haven't even looked for anything else. So I've never done anything but music. And I'm happy that I can still do this.
Done time! German sounds. Radio Goethe.
Hey, this is Hansi from Blind Guardian. You're listening to Radio Goethe. Yes, there is a very close relationship between all the bands, be it Sodom, Creator, Rage, and even the bands from the northern area like Halloween or Gamma Ray. They are closely related to us, and we have a very close relationship. But if it comes to music, it barely ever happens that there are sort of cooperations. On this album, we luckily found the chance to work with Kai Hansen again, who did that, you know, many, many times in the early 90s. It seems that this is not so important anymore to anyone, you know. You have your own sort of image and your own sort of vision how your music should sound like, and so you try to keep it separate from other bands. My impression is that this is like, you know, a rule for almost everyone in the scene.
Barren lands, caught in the rotting flames alone. Oh, shall we leave the lost one? Time's getting short, so follow.
There were many different high points. Maybe the first appearance in Japan was something I will never ever forget, because that in general has been the only real culture shock I experienced, because in the beginning of the 90s, Japan was still something different. It was a very vivid country with vivid people, and we have not been used to anything like this. And so this definitely has blown me away. And we had a sort of superstar status there at that point already, which we didn't even have in Europe back then. So this was the point when it became very obvious to us that we have made it.
My dear friends, this is Doro Pesch and you're listening to Radio Goethe mit Arndt, and I wish you a great time and all the best. Keep on rocking for immer, eure Doro.
To me that's the ultimate freedom. It's like that you can express yourself in any which way, and I love it intense, I love it powerful, I love it honest. I always think like hard rock music is very honest music, usually handmade. It's very emotional, and when I write songs and when I sing songs, it's totally from the heart, from my gut and from my soul, and there's nothing like manufactured. And I think the rock music always it's the real deal. And even when there's, you know, like sometimes you feel there's like different kind of music is like in the charts or is hip, but I think rock is always, you know, it's always steady, it's always there. And you know, and I must say for my own sake, like the bands I loved in the 80s or the bands I grew up with, I still love them, and I still think they have beautiful songs like Untouchable. And you know, I think it's not for commercial reasons, it's for the real reasons. And I still love it so much.
Came to New York like in 86, and after 2 days I made up my mind I want to stay. I loved it there so much, and then I tried everything, you know, to stay. No money and nothing, the typical story, but you know, I somehow, it all looked good, but we still had no money, so you know, and then I had a roommate, and actually this roommate, he was a great musician, and then we started writing some songs. And that was when we wrote the Triumph and Agony album with All We Are on it. And you know, and suddenly I thought, man, I have to stay, and this guy should be the producer as well. He's like so good. And then we had a really good thing going. And yeah, and then we lived together, and yeah, and every day, you know, was like, it was a highlight for me, because the recording of the Triumph and Agony album, that was massive. We had great people playing on there too, like Cozy Powell played the drums, yeah. And you know, super, and yeah, somehow I don't know how I managed to stay, but I stayed, you know.
Also ich sag mal, mit Scorpions würde ich mal sagen, befreundet würde ich jetzt mal nicht sagen.
We are not necessarily friends with the Scorpions, but we worked in the same studios and know each other. The Scorpions have done a lot in the US for German bands, back then especially for Accept. They had kind of the same story, they were much more popular abroad than at home. We played in Holland and Belgium for 1500 to 2000 fans, while in Germany we played in clubs for 50 people. And then somehow it got back to Germany, where people realized we are quite in demand outside the country. Same is true for the Scorpions, but for sure they have opened international doors for many of the German bands.
Ich mal sagen, die kamen später, aber mit Sicherheit hatten die Scorpions, und ich würde mal auch behaupten, auch Exit, für viele deutsche Bands die internationalen Türen aufgemacht. Ja, auf jeden Fall.
Today's Radio Goethe with an earful of German hard rock and metal. Another Wunderbar Together story. I apologize for the bad sound quality in the Udo Dirkschneider interview. I reached him during a major storm on the island of Ibiza. Thank you so much for listening. You can find this and other Wunderbar Together stories at radiogoethe.org, and please find me on Facebook and Twitter. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
Just you and me, so Remain for us to